This is The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. I'm Alexia Gordon, author and host of the podcast. Join me and listen in as I chat with authors writing on the less gritty side of crime. You won't find graphic sex or violence. You will find intriguing plots, engaging characters, and entertaining writing. Welcome, listeners. Welcome to The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. I'm your podcast host, Alexia Gordon, here with my guest, Jennifer J. Chow. Jennifer joins me today to chat about her new first-in-series cozy mystery, Mimi Lee Gets a Clue. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks, Alexia. Thanks for having me.
Now, Mimi Lee Gets a Clue is the first in a new series by Berkeley Prime Crime. So tell us a bit about Mimi.
Well, Mimi Lee, she just turned 25 and gets her dream job, which is to run a pet grooming salon. So she gets her job, but pretty soon she gets implicated in a murder of a local dog breeder. So she's got to clear her name.
Now, your series is titled the Sassy Cat Series. So I have to ask, where'd you get the idea for a talking cat?
Well, I mean, there are actually a lot of animals in different cozy mysteries, but I kind of wanted to play on that and play on the pet owner connection. So then I got this talking cat who can speak right into his owner's mind. Marshmallow's a telepathic cat, but he's got a lot of sass and grump.
Now, do you have any pets?
I do not currently have any pets.
Say, what do you think they would say to you if you had one and it could talk to you?
Hopefully they'll say, this is a great place to be in a great home.
you mentioned her dream job was as a pet groomer. How did you decide on a pet grooming business as your protagonist's occupation? And what kind of research did you do into the behind the scenes aspects of pet grooming?
Well, I think it's kind of fun to sort of go into the pet world and just go beyond the usual pet store. So then I thought, you know, grooming is kind of a unique spin on it. I did end up going to a few local grooming places. I actually, the first one I went to, I actually got kicked out of it. I said, oh, I'm doing this research for my novel. And then they basically said, you can't stay and watch us as we watch the clients. But after that, I was able to kind of go to places that had windows that I could look in. And then there's actually quite a number of YouTube videos that have people talking about how to groom, and different shops all across the nation that show you how things are done.
Now, did the pet grooming salon that wouldn't let you stay, were they afraid you were up to something?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't believe I was writing a book about pet grooming, because they were like, no, thank you.
Your book also deals with the serious subject of animal abuse. So how did you balance the seriousness of that subject with the humorous tone of the story?
Well, I kind of wanted to highlight a little bit of, you know, sort of the way people treat animals. And I think it was important to bring up, because you kind of see that happening around you, and what can you do about it? So I think it was good just to have that conversation in there. But I also wanted to make it not too dark. So I have like scenes where things are discovered and it's a little bit unsavory, but then I try to, you know, jump in with snarky comments or to have like transitions out of that, so we don't kind of stay bogged down by what's wrong with the world. And I hope that the book generally just ends up as sort of has a positive vibe.
And speaking of positive vibes, Mimi comes from a close-knit, loving family, which is a refreshing change from a lot of the broken, dysfunctional families you see in modern crime fiction. So how did you decide to give Mimi a family that loves and supports her?
I guess I just sort of brought in my own family a little bit. So I think that's part of just the tight-knitness of her family. So her mom is Malaysian Chinese, which my dad is as well. And I think just a lot of those cultural values of solidarity, of having just protecting one another as a family, those kind of values played a role. And I just wanted to, you know, create a loving place for her to be, just because there's so much outside in our world that like isn't as positive.
And Mimi's culture plays an important role in this story. Can you tell us some about Malaysia and Malaysian culture?
Well, so there's that Malaysia actually is very diverse. So there's a large Malay population, but there actually is quite a large Chinese population as well there. So my dad was born in Malaysia and raised there, but then his family kind of moved from China to Malaysia for business reasons. And but there's also a different mix of cultures. Indian, it was under British rule for a very long time. So there's a lot of British influence in the way just things are run, and the, I guess, speech as well.
And one of the book's early jokes sort of hinges on one of those differences in British and American speech.
Right. Yeah, there's a scene where, so Mimi meets her love interest, and then, I'm not going to spoil it, but I am going to say it was not really the meet cute, you know. I kind of call it the meet oops, because it didn't go as well as she wanted it to go.
And for listeners, just going to give a little hint, it's about office supplies.
Okay.
Speaking of Mimi's mother, she's a pretty hardcore matchmaker. Did any real life mothers inspire that?
I plead the fifth. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's a general, like, all the aunties or moms tend to do that. At least the ones that I know in the Asian culture. So it's like you get to a certain age, and even it's not just for females, not just for the daughters, but for sons as well, that they start kind of, you know, nudging and bringing up the topic of, oh, who are you dating? Or do you need me to find someone for you? So I think it's just something that I really absorbed from the people around me.
Your book also pokes a little bit of fun at the status-obsessed LA Hollywood culture, while at the same time showing the less glamorous side of the city. What's your experience with Los Angeles?
Well, so I'm not native to Los Angeles. So I think part of what comes in is when I moved to the area, and I actually didn't think I was going to stay here, but LA does grow on you. So I've planted my roots now and I really enjoy it. But I remember it was a little bit of a culture shift to kind of be here and to, there's just a large influence of Hollywood. I don't know if people know it when they live here, but when you move from a different place, there's a lot of, you know, talk about, I don't know, celebrity sightings or red carpet events, or just like the idea of like your outer appearance. So I think I kind of wanted to highlight a little bit of that in the book.
And you mentioned Mimi meeting her love interest. Mm-hmm. He's a lawyer instead of the usual law enforcement officer love interest you find in a lot of cozy. So how did you decide to make that switch?
Well, I think the lawyer part was good because at least there's like the legal background tie. So I think it's helpful in terms of, you know, helping Mimi with the mystery. And I guess we just know a lot of lawyers maybe. So I did kind of pick people's brains when I was writing the character to get tips on, you know, what is it like to work in a firm, and just kind of the little bit of the details of what lawyer life or law school was like.
Did they bill you for the advice?
Thankfully not, because I don't think I could afford it.
So what's next for Mimi?
So there is book two. It actually has a title already. It's called Mimi Lee Reads Between the Lines. And it actually is focused on her sister, her younger sister, also gets in trouble with the law. So I guess, you know, it's like sister. So Mimi Lee has to bail out her younger sister. And so she's trying to clear her sister's name in the next book. And it's actually out on pre-order already.
Oh, great. So Mimi Lee gets the clues available, and your next, and Mimi Lee Reads Between the Lines is available for pre-order right now.
Correct.
And where can readers buy a copy of Mimi Lee Gets a Clue or pre-order Mimi Lee Reads Between the Lines?
Well, there is a link from Penguin Random House for my book. You can Google it, or on my website, www.jenniferjchow.com. It's on the homepage to link into Mimi Lee Gets a Clue.
And other than your website, where can readers connect with you?
I'm usually on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. My username's the same. It's at Jen J. Chow. I also have an author newsletter that I send out quarterly, so people can sign up for that on my website as well.
Great. Well, thank you for joining me in the Cozy Corner today, Jennifer.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon for my chat with Jennifer J. Chow, author of Mimi Lee Gets a Clue and the upcoming Mimi Lee Reads Between the Lines. Until next time, goodbye. You've been listening to the Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. Thank you for joining me for another chat with an author writing on the less gritty side of crime. A new episode is out every other Wednesday. Subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform, and if you enjoy the show, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at podcast_cozy, and on Facebook at the Cozy Corner Podcast. This has been your host, Alexia Gordon. Thanks for listening. Until next time, goodbye.